We pollute our planet with consumables like plastic and other types of trash, and also with chemicals and gases like methane, carbon dioxide, and many more. We have been polluting our environment for over 100 years, and we are only destroying our home, our only survivable planet. This is Our Inheritance podcast, where we focus on stories about climate solutions. We explore different pathways to a future where we not only put less carbon into our atmosphere, but where we begin to draw down that amount to a level that is sustainable for all life on Earth. My name is Aletta, and in this episode, we'll explore efficient aviation as a climate change solution. Aircraft contribute to 2 to 2.5% of the total CO2 pollution on the planet. It is projected to grow to around 3 to 5% by 2050 if we do not stop it. Planes use kerosene and gasoline, which are fossil fuels that are highly detrimental to our environment. Before COVID-19, there were around 4.5 billion commercial aircraft passengers per year. Over the next year, that number decreased to around 2.7 billion people. The pre-COVID number will go back to being the norm and only increase in the next decade. Suresh Patel, the CEO of Batna Aviation, talked about his opinions and views on more sustainable fuel.
So on a molecular level, so that if you were to take the fuel to use today, kerosene, in the aviation world, that's called Jet A fuel, you would see that, there are very close similarities to other fuels, such as diesel, such as cooking oil, vegetable oils. And so you can actually use used cooking oils and other fuels that are being dumped, work through different processes, and those processes are new and old. Some of them are just really super inefficient and expensive, and some of them are just, produce low amounts of yield. Versus the amount of effort put in. So what's happening today is that you need to use fuel that just would have been wasted. That's one way of recapturing the carbon dioxide, which was used to create the fuel. So if you've got a plant, of course you need to take in CO2 to produce oxygen. When you burn that plant, you're doing the reverse. You're releasing what was gained. So if you can use up fuel, let's say you go to McDonald's and the oil used for frying those fries is just stored somewhere to be dumped. You could refine that in an ecological way. So perhaps use solar power or wind power to power the machines that will refine it, and then you could blend it because you can't use 100% of the fuel. Because it's just not authorized at the moment, you could blend it with existing fuel. And in order to blend it with existing fuel, you just mix it. There's no massive technology or chemistry or black magic. You literally just put 5% of that into
the projected growth of airplane flights, the easiest solution to decrease greenhouse gas emissions would be to switch fuels. By putting efforts into biofuels, we can feel better about our travels, knowing that we are not adding more toxic and planet-destroying chemicals and gases into our atmosphere. To make airplanes more efficient and use less fuel, we can build better civilian and military aircraft. Companies are developing ways to make turbines more efficient, design different wing structures, and many more. On top of this, pilots are not even taught to take the most efficient flight that uses the least amount of fuel. From this, we use more fuel and thereby release more greenhouse gases. Airspace Intelligence has developed an AI to make air travel more efficient and safe. This tech is being used at Alaska Airlines and is slowly being picked up by other major airlines. Another development is at the Steady Thermal Aero Research Turbine, START Lab, at Penn State University. They develop high-efficiency turbines that use gas turbines and auxiliary power, aka batteries, essentially creating a hybrid engine. Because it uses both gas and electricity, the size and weight of the turbine can shrink, showing promising results. However, as the size of the turbine decreases, it also offsets the goal of reducing CO2 emissions. An unconventional design of an airplane is the blended wing body. NASA developed this design in the 2000s for future civilian and military flights. It would have a hybrid shape to increase fuel economy and allow for more passengers or cargo in the center of the plane. the BWB would consume 20% less fuel at high subsonic cruise speeds at over 7,000 nautical miles. It could also be paired with electric propulsion to create the ultimate flight. As airline flights are projected to double in the next 20 years, the future of fully electric flight is in jumbo jets. 1.2 million pounds of batteries would be needed to generate enough power for a fully electric jet engine with today's technology. And there would need to be another 8 planes to carry the weight of these batteries. The main thing this tells electric airline companies is that we need to focus on improving battery tech. Currently, in 2021, we have barely even scratched the surface of electric flight, and we can only have small aircraft that are 100% electric. Now, hybrid turbines seem to be in our near future, using regular jet engines and electric engines at the same time. Like Start Labs, superconducting engines are being currently developed in New Zealand at the Virginia University of Wellington. A research team creates supercharged electric engines that have increased power and efficiency while decreasing emissions and weight. Dr. James Story is working on supercharged engines that can help to make electric airplanes lighter and more powerful. Dr. Story talked with me about his research and explained supercharged engines.
So a superconducting motor is just like a regular motor. Electric motor, but it uses superconductors rather than copper or aluminium for the coils. So because a superconductor's got no resistance essentially at those colder temperatures, it doesn't waste any electricity in the form of heat current. So if your resistance is zero, that means you don't lose any energy when you pass your electricity through the superconductor.
Superconductors are an ideal way to advance aircraft and make planes more efficient, thereby using less fuel. Some companies working on electric aircraft include NASA, Boeing, Tesla, and many more. NASA spent the last decade working on battery and designing a two-seater electric airplane. However, liftoff will need 200 kilowatts of battery power, which is more than enough to power 100 average American homes. Pipistrel, a Slovenian aircraft manufacturer, developed one of the first all-electric airplanes with an electric propulsion system used in flying schools. Suresh also talked about Pipistrel and how they are advancing aviation and flight schools.
A German company has produced a battery pack, I believe it's Siemens, for a company in Slovenia, in Europe. And that company is called Pipistrel, which is the Italian word for bat, as in a flying bat. So Pipistrel have already produced a plane for flight schools. So it's a small plane, two-seater, can fly, I think it's probably about 40 minutes, it's not that much. But it's enough to take off and do a few circuits and come back again safely. And so that's already happening, and I think flight schools are really looking into that because it's using a propeller rather than a duct like a drone. It's a little bit quieter than a normal aircraft. So even the residents around the flying schools are kind of happy because it's a little bit quieter. But it's happening already. Yeah, electric aircrafts for flight schools. And the only reason they're using it is because it's 40 minutes, and that's what most students want to do. Take off, do a circuit, come back, take off, do a circuit.
Lastly, the U.S. Department of Energy is funding several projects to improve tech for hybrid airplanes, such as lightweight fuel cells, power systems, and high power density motors. Society has to change to electric planes to help decrease the release of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. There are a lot of answers to our problem of airplane pollution. While the simplest solution may be to decrease flight frequency and travel less, that is not a viable solution with our globalized world. Because of that, we have to focus on biofuel, supercharged engines, and electric aircraft that are the future of air travel. Without these technologies, we will continue to wreak havoc on our planet and increasingly contribute to greenhouse gas pollution. I'd like to thank the Blake School Environmental Science Program and Research Support staff for helping source, cite, and fact-check this podcast. I'd also like to thank Britt Gangness at the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, Mary Oldham Hanneman from the University of Minnesota Institute on the Environment, and Blake Parent and Joseph Barisanzi for the interview support. I want to thank Suresh Patel and Dr. James Story for taking the time to talk to me about climate change solutions. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and check out other podcasts in our series. Thank you.